USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is delivering remarks at the 2019 U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado. Now, before leaving for Colorado, President Trump talks about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference into the election in 2016.
No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
There's now a new section of the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan dedicated to those who have died and are sick from being exposed to the toxins following the terrorist attacks.
For 9 months, they worked tirelessly and selfishly around the clock under conditions that were grim and dangerous. Some searched for survivors and then for remains.
Memorial and Museum Chairman Michael Bloomberg was on hand and among those who delivered remarks at the ceremony. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Acting White House Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan responding to reports that the White House asked the Navy to keep the USS John McCain out of sight during President Trump's recent trip to Japan.
I've asked my chief of staff to look into the matter. It's 3 a.m. in the morning or thereabouts. And as soon as I find out more about this, I'll let you know.
A well-known actor has gone to court to testify about an incident that happened decades ago. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Actor Ashton Kutcher has testified at a Los Angeles murder trial about going to pick up a woman for a date 18 years ago. When he got there, she wouldn't answer the door, so he eventually left. He says he freaked out the next day after learning that 22-year-old Ashley Ellerin had been killed inside. The defendant who is on trial is also accused of killing another woman in Illinois.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's critics will throw Washington into chaos in the wake of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's statement. That's at least according to former Republican congressman from South Carolina, Trey Gowdy. The former congressman also talks to Fox News about House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's statement on Wednesday regarding the president.
Yeah, I noticed that word. Also noticed the word misconduct, and I'm beginning to wonder if we live in a country where there are any presumptions of innocence. I mean, Schiff has him in jail. Nadler's already concluded misconduct. Dana, remember, 60 House Democrats voted to move forward with impeachment before Mueller released a single syllable of his report. So the notion that there's some dispassionate, objective, open-minded group on the Democrats on House Judiciary, they're trying to figure out the politics of going forward with impeachment when you know you're not going to get a conviction. Mm-hmm. What this may result in is 2020 being a referendum on whether or not you want to see Donald Trump indicted.
And as far as what this means with things getting done in Congress, Gowdy says,
well, you could argue not a whole lot's getting done right now, but yeah. You're right. Nothing's going to get done. It's all about 2020. I was actually heartened. I'm a cynic, but I was heartened by the fact that Mueller started with Russia. He ended with Russia, and he was most passionate about Russia. The problem is no one in the House or very few in the House feel that same passion about attacking Russia as the enemy.
Gowdy is also a Fox News contributor. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.